Good morning, everyone. It is 10:10 a.m. on February 1st, 2022. Quorum is present, and we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. If you'd all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, moving along to item number three. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for February 1, 2022. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. For those that are calling in, you can use star six to unmute yourself. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding today's agenda?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Nor do I. Thank you.
All right. Would you entertain a motion then, please?
Yeah. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number four. This is discussion and for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for December 7th, 2021. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for December 7th? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding the minutes?
None.
Vice Chairman?
Same.
All right. Would you entertain a motion?
Yeah. I move to approve the minutes for our December 7th, 2021 meeting as presented.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving along to item number five. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the amended minutes for March 16th, 2021. Is there any public comment regarding the amended minutes for March 16th? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, any questions regarding those minutes?
No.
Vice Chairman?
I was just hoping to know what the amendment was. I scanned them, but was not able to pick it out right away.
Okay. Do you happen to know what the amendments were?
Corrections were made to consent agenda portion. So it was
in the consent. Okay. All that I have right now, Vice Chairman Mitchell, is that it was in the consent agenda portion. That goes way back, so
can we continue?
We can continue that if you'd like.
No, that's all right.
Okay, well, with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the amended minutes for our March 16th, 2021 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item number six is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding today's consent agenda?
None.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right, moving right along to item number 7. This is public comment. No action will be taken. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and this comment should be limited to the agendized topic. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we are going to move on to item number 8. This is discussion only, no action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. And we are going to start off as we always do with the Sheriff's Office.
Good morning, Commissioners. Nothing today.
All right, thank you, Sheriff. Moving right along to the Fire Department, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Nothing to report, just some agenda items later.
All right, thank you. Moving on to Public Works, Jason Wersbicki.
Morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Nothing to report today.
All right, thanks, Jason. Moving along to Project Coordinator, Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the interest of keeping the meeting not super short, I just have a couple of items to update the board with. Number one is the courthouse pavers project. We finally got our letter of permission from SHPO, and the contract has cleared legal review. It's over with the contractor for their review. Hopefully we'll have signatures on that soon, and we'll be able to get together a schedule and a start date. And I will be notifying courthouse personnel as early as possible of the start of work so they can plan for that. It's just going to affect the front entrance and the parking in front of the courthouse. Next item is the Station 72 Community Center and Apparatus Building. We ended up with a plan set that they didn't incorporate the apparatus building because the existing propane fire generator, backup generator out there was insufficient to carry the station, the quarters, and the new apparatus building. So we're working on a generator set that will solve that problem. One of the things we're going to run into, though, is potentially very long lead times for these generators. So we're trying to sort out if it would be advantageous for the county to purchase the generator and then deliver it to the contractor for them to install or have them hunt it down. And we'll know some answers here by the end of the week, I think. And so I'll advise you as I know. And last item is the Lockwood Tower Road and retaining wall repair. We got 100% plan set on that. I'm getting the invitation to bid together and getting all the documents ready for publication. I'd like to see that go out middle to end of next week. And I will keep the board posted as we move forward on that. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
No, good report. Thank you, Mike.
Vice Chairman, do you have any questions for Mike?
No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Not that quick, Mike. I do have a question for you.
Oh, I'm back. Okay.
So do you have a rough idea of how long we're going to be pushed out on the Virginia City Highlands Community Center project?
Well, the generator lead times that I'm seeing right now, depending on the brand or type of generator we get, is between 24 and 42 weeks. So we could be facing a substantial delay on that. So one of the questions we have to iron out is, do we want to just go ahead and proceed with construction, get the building up, and then deal with the generator when it comes in, just lay all the infrastructure in place? These are some of the things or details we're trying to iron out so we can try to get this project moving forward as rapidly as possible.
Okay. Yeah. 40 weeks is pretty heavy. So, you know where my vote is. But thank you for that, Mike. Appreciate the update.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving right along to communications, Becky Parsons.
Hello, Becky Parsons. For the record, I have nothing to report.
Thank you for that. Let's move on to emergency management, Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather, for the record. I do have a few things to give updates on. Over the past couple of days, we've gone up and down C Street and refilled all of the hand sanitizer dispensers. We've also replaced a couple of them that we found were not working. So as of yesterday, everything should be working and full of hand sanitizing solution. I just want to remind all the businesses that if they need hand sanitizer, wipes, or anything like that, either for their business or to refill those sanitizing dispensing stations, to give Emergency and Community Relations a call at 847-0986, and we'll be happy to deliver whatever it is that they need. For COVID-19, as we know, our numbers have spiked significantly. That puts us back under the stricter mask mandate. And as usual, I want to remind everybody, for any information, gethealthycarsoncity.org. Carson City Human Health and Human Services keeps their website up to date for their recommendations, for state recommendations and mandates, as well as the CDC information. You can also call the Quad County COVID hotline, which is 775-434-1988. That hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And it's down between 12 and 1 for staff lunching. And then I wanted to give the commissioners an update on our community project grants. So we received a total of 2 project grants per for each of the 3 areas of the community. 4 of those were approved and 2 of them were not. So for the Highlands area, for the community center, they're going to be getting 60 chairs. We're in the process of ordering that currently. We are also working with the contractor for a community walking trail within the Highlands area. So those are the 2 projects for that area that were approved. For Virginia City area, the Comstock Cemetery Foundation, they will be installing a erosion drainage system on one of the main walking trails. So we're anticipating working with the contractor soon to get that project going. Eclampus Vitus received approval for the monument that will hold the American Flat plaque. So that has been approved, and we're just working on finding a location, the best location for that plaque monument. In the Lockwood area, the 2 projects that were submitted were great projects, and we really liked them. It was just that they were way over the $10,000 limit for the project. So the dog park, which is my personal favorite, it's just currently with the way things are priced and with getting any sort of supplies, that project just went substantially over our $10,000 grant limit. It is, however, listed in the capital improvement plan. So that's something that the county has its eye on. Again, we think it's a great project, and we will be working on that in the future. The other project was a safety guardrail that was one on one of the side streets. That also was at a significant cost. And we were looking really for projects that are for the community as a whole. So we've let these 2 groups know that although they are great projects and we really support them, they're just not, whether it's cost, cost prohibitive, they won't be approved this year. But we plan on working with each of the communities again when the grant application is open. And we're looking for projects that are assisting the community as a whole, and hoping that we get projects that are under the $10,000 mark so that we don't have to say no simply because it's cost prohibitive. That is my update, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura today?
I do, Laura. I just I want to check back on the COVID report. And so we have more incidents of COVID in the county. Do we also track, are there hospitalizations that have gone up in that regard, and or have we lost community residents, or are we primarily just reporting that somebody caught the COVID?
So we're primarily just reporting those numbers. I have not received any notification that we've lost any of our community. I do have to say that has unfortunately a lag time. So if somebody does pass from COVID, there's typically a lag time on us being notified simply for the process of the death certificate and those kind of things. So I'm not aware of any. As far as hospitalizations, I don't believe, and I can verify this, I don't believe that hospitalizations have increased at all. It just seems to be the positive numbers. The trend with the Omicron variant is that hospitalizations seem to be fewer than the Delta variant. And the Omicron is the dominant variant in this spike that we're experiencing now.
I think that's all good news. I really like to pay attention to not only how much COVID there is, but how is it impacting the county and the state. And I wish that they would do more reporting more comprehensively. But thank you for that update.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Laura?
No, thank you.
All right, and nor do I. So thanks again for that report. Moving right along to community relations, Honey Tapley.
Good morning, Honey Tapley, for the record. I have nothing new to report today. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Moving on to the VCTC, Denny Dotson.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Denny at the Virginia State Tourism Commission. Just pretty much business as usual for us right now. I will just mention that we are getting a lot of interest in regards to bookings for facilities, which would include potentially the freight depot towards the middle and end of the summer. So that's encouraging. The fairgrounds and Pipers is also very popular. However, with that, we do have several conferences and some groups that are coming throughout the year that are significant as well. But we were notified by the state that they are canceling Rural Roundup. We were due to host that in 2020. It's been canceled and moved three times now, but it is a COVID-related decision on their part. With that, that's all I have.
Thanks, Denny. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Denny?
No, thank you, Denny.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that report. Do we have Mike Nevin on with us today? Okay. Moving on to the Comptroller's Office, Jennifer McCain.
Good morning, nothing at this time, thank you.
All right. How about the assessor's office? Janice Seddon.
Good morning. The only thing that I really have to report is all of our appeals. The appeal season has come to a close for filing that closed on the 18th. And we only have one appeal this year, and it's for Greeley Development in the industrial park. And honestly, they appeal every year. So I think we're in really good place with appeals this year. Other than that, that's it.
All right. Thank you for that. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jana?
I do not. Thank you, Jana.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kathy is out today. The recorder's office. Kathy is on. Okay. I thought she was going to be at a meeting. Planning Department, Kathy Canfield. She said she had nothing. Moving on to the recorder's office, Marnie Hanson-Martinez.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Here to report our search features have changed in the recorder's office. We now have our historical index search up on the screen, meaning you can search those indexes that you would come in here to our vault and search now online. So this has been in the works for several years. Very exciting to see that feature now added to our website. And in addition, we're working on releasing official records from 1859 to 1974. That should be up here as well. We're just working out a few items with that, but we've had these images. This was something that my predecessor, Jed Chapman, started imaging of all of our books, and we're very excited to finally release this information.
It's wonderful news.
Thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Marnie?
I do not. Thank you, Marnie.
Mm-hmm. Vice Chairman, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Marnie. Moving on to the IT department, we have Tim with us today.
Good morning, Commissioners. Just a quick update for you on the wastewater tower project. The weather has been cooperating, so we were able to get a crane on site, and they were able to fully assemble the tower last week. So next steps on that will be installing an outdoor network cabinet and getting power going at that location. Once those tasks are complete, we'll be able to start bringing that site online. So we're excited to have some progress on that. And that's all I have today.
All right. Thank you for that update, Tim. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Tim?
No, thank you, Ken.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Moving on to human resources. Toby Whitten. All right, we will move along. Before we get on to community development, I did want to recognize that we do have a new community development director. Pete Renault has been put in that position permanently, and just wanted to congratulate him. And with that said, Pete, you're up.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you very much, Chairman. No report, but I'd like to thank everybody else for the kind emails congratulating me in this position. And I really appreciate all the support from all the other directors that are helped me transition and make this community development shine.
Great. We look forward to it, Pete. Any questions from Commissioner Gilman for Pete?
I certainly agree with Pete that that the community is shining, and kudos to him. I've had some feedback, and he's been involved in a couple of projects that I'm aware of, and very complimentary. So, Pete, welcome on board, and what a nice job you're doing. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Yeah, I'll just echo the same sentiment, and Pete, looking forward to working with you.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Fantastic. All right, again, congratulations, Pete. Keep up the great work, and I'm sure we'll see you out on the field. Moving on to community chest, Eric Schoen. Is he with us
today?
Yes,
good morning, commissioners. No updates today.
All right. How about the senior center, Stacy York?
Good morning, Stacy York, for the record. I have more vaccine clinic dates for everybody. All of these dates are from 3 to 4 at the Virginia City Senior Center. And those dates are today, February 1st, March 1st, March 29th, and April 26th. So 3 to 4 VC Center, whether it's your first shot, second, booster, they offer everything, walk-ins only. And then for about the last 6 months, I've been working on the food pantries across the three sites, Mark Twain, Virginia City, and Lockwood. All three sites are partnered with the Food Bank of Northern Nevada and receiving lots of food, lots of healthy food, fresh produce especially. And we are serving about 150 families in the county. And that is all I have for updates.
Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Stacy?
I do not. Thank you, Stacy.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions
no,
for Stacy?
No, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the report, Stacy. I see that the judge is with us today. Judge Harrington, do you have any updates?
Judge Harrington here, not too many updates. I attended a judicial conference last week. It ran from Tuesday to Friday. A lot of discussions going on because of the legislative changes. But other than that, nothing to report today.
All right, thank you. Moving right along to the DA's office. Any updates?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keep on with nothing to report today.
All right, that's always good. Moving on to the county manager's office. What do you have for us today, Austin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record. Just want to congratulate Pete Renault as moving into his new spot, doing a great job. And then this will open up a door for us to get posted our economic development officer that this board had taken action on a bit back. And then just want to let you know, too, James from IT is doing well, and he's working remote right now and getting better. And we really appreciate working with him. Thank you.
Fantastic updates. Last but not least, the clerk's office. Do we have anything going on? All right. Again, thank you for all the staff that gave their updates. Appreciate you all attending. We're going to jump back onto the regular agenda. And that is going to bring us to board comments, item number 9. We'll start off with Commissioner Gilman. Do you have any board comments today, sir?
No board comments, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
And I do not have anything either. So that will bring us on to item number 10, which is discussion for possible action. Discussion and consideration of approval of fiscal year 2022 to 2030. Story County Capital Improvement Plan, including facilities and infrastructure plans and studies and equipment and vehicles. Austin, on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record. We've been working on our capital improvement plan for quite some time now. I really appreciate all our department heads and elected officials spending a lot of time on this document as it is morphed into what we have today as a final draft. It's been about a year, probably a little more than a year. And we've done some town halls in the communities. A lot of comments came from those. A lot of comments come from Planning Commission workshops. Most recently one where we went over the draft with the Planning Commission, roughly about an hour and a half with some great comments. We had residences and businesses submit emails and other correspondence. This capital improvement plan has been on the front page of the webpage for quite some time as well for public comment and review. And mostly department heads and elected officials and myself going back and forth through this to get it sorted out. Really want just to remind us, this is a plan. It is not a budget. And it is a guideline that Jennifer and our team will build the budget from each year. For the beginning of the plan this year, it's very detailed and expected to be pretty consistent as the plan will go down the line, especially when you get into 28, 29 and year 30. Or 2030, not 30 of the plan, then those items will get adjusted as funds become known and revenues are known and anticipated revenues come in. So you'll notice in some of those things, you know, there's some very large numbers when you get into year 2028, 29 and year 2030. We anticipate very strongly that that will be spread out over time, especially those last years, as we know what kind of revenues will be in from the industrial center roughly past 2025. So there are a couple amendments to the draft that are in front of you. I'd like to go over, if you like, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Okay. There are some here in the room for the public, Mitch. And basically, we want to take most of the items on year 2022, those being water. The second one, water for the VC water tank lining, the 5-mile reservoir security, the bike path from Gold Hill to Virginia City, and the comptroller stairs, and move them out of 2022, move them down into 2023. The amounts and everything will remain unchanged. We just expect this will actually happen in the next budget cycle, not this budget cycle. And that will remain in 2022, the current year is the Lockwood Tower Road, the courthouse sidewalk repair in front of the building, and the Virginia City Highlands fire bays. That will be the precursor ultimately to a community center in the Highlands, which is a little bit later down the road. There's another amendment. In 2026, under the capital improvement plan, the amount total shows $10,624,000. It actually should be $10,824,500. And then also another amendment is Fire Chief and I compared our notes. His capital improvement plan shows Station 71, Virginia City, rehabilitation of that building to be in 2025 is what our plan shows. His shows 2023-24. I would suggest that we move ours down to match the fire chief's, especially since the fire chief has indicated he is going to seek grant money for that expenditure. And then, of course, that plan can be adjusted next year if needed. And then he would work on design this year. Of course, that'll be when the fire chief speaks. I certainly welcome him to chime in anytime during this one for his items as well. And at this point, we also included for reference the roads CIP. That has already been approved by the board. Those are the maintenance of roads throughout the county that are not in this other list because they're already put together by Far West Engineering. We are suggesting no changes to that. It's just there for reference. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding the capital improvement plan? Yeah. Yep. Come on up to the podium and please state your name for the record.
Mitch Andrini, Canyon General Improvement District in Lockwood. Mr. Chairman and esteemed members in Austin, I just want to thank you. I see a lot of projects included for Lockwood in the CIP plan. I don't think people down there realize that they do now because I've spread the word around. And I understand it's just a plan, not necessarily a budget that's been approved. But the people down there appreciate it. They, you know, there's always been the Story County that, you know, ignores us or whatever. But a lot of the roads and whoever included them in on the plan, those are really needed projects down there. So I just want to say from our board also, I'll speak for them. They all got the message. They all got the plan. So we just appreciate it. And, you know, Austin and I talk, as he knows. So we work together and I keep him informed. He calls me from time to time and asks what's going on down there. So we do communicate. And I just appreciate, you know, the earmarked plans and understand they may be pushed back, but at least they're in there. So thank you.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate you taking the time to come up here. Is there any other public comment regarding the capital improvement plan? Not seeing any other public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions for Austin regarding the plan?
Yeah, primarily I have some comments that I'd like to make. First of all, Austin and all the departments in the community have done a wonderful job. And this preliminary capital improvement plan, so very important. And all of the communities have been involved. We've had a lot of input all around the county on where we might go. And in my opinion, this is a wonderful starting point. My general feeling is that we're being very conservative at this point with our capital improvement plan. And I would suggest that we could think a lot bigger than we are. Again, wonderful starting point, covers all of the things we can foresee today. But if I'm right in an assumption, I don't believe that this capital improvement plan, Tesla itself is going to give us so much more revenue than what we're projecting we need here. So we have a lot more Tesla revenue to think about. But my take on this and my hunch is that within the next, and let's say 5 to 7 years, I think we're going to have an incredible amount of county revenue. I don't know that we've done the complete study on that, but if we're just now kind of looking at the revenue we're going to get from Tesla in the very starting years, and they're about there in the next couple of years, I believe there's a great deal more revenue stream, and that's going to be very attractive to all communities around us. And not that I want to hoard, or I'm not suggesting that we do that. However, you know, it's been 100 years and our county have sat there for so long and Virginia City and Lockwood and Mark Twain. And they've been very patient as residents, and the county has done the best that it can with the revenue streams that are coming. But I would make the point that that I think we ought to be thinking already about next steps and a much larger, I'd recommend that staff take a hard look at what are the projected revenues within the next 2 years or 3 years or 10 years. We're looking at Tesla and we're looking at Panasonic, and they're growing and tremendous opportunity. And we have the new nanotech company that's coming in, and they're putting in a tremendous amount. Google hasn't even started in their campus park yet. Blockchains is just now getting started. I'm starting to see some things come across the board. But my point is, I believe the revenue streams that are absolutely probable for Story County far exceed the present program that we're looking for expenditure. So it would just be my thought, no criticism whatsoever. I love the direction we've taken, but I also believe that we need to take some much bigger steps. So thank you for the opportunity to speak to that.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for Austin regarding the plan?
No questions. I think my comments are just expressing thanks to the work that's gone into this. And I see to a great extent our path forward, assuming that we adopt this plan, is to be looking at how we are able to accelerate some of these things that we have projected out to 2028, 2029, 2030, and get those into place more quickly as the revenues allow. I think we've put them later on in the plan because there are some unknowns at this point at what those revenues are going to look like. And certainly we got to keep our eye on construction costs, and hopefully, you know, they've spiked up. Hopefully they come back down to a more reasonable level. I don't know if that'll happen or not, but certainly looking at how we can accelerate those things up as the opportunities allow. So again, thanks for all the work that's gone into this. I think it's important to have this plan to identify the needs that we have as a county, and so we can be working towards those. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. I see Chris Thompson there. Did you have some public comment, Chris?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, Mr. County Manager, Chris Thompson, Project Manager for Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Just an idea, based on the numbers that GoEd projects starting in 2024-2025 timeframe from Tesla and Panasonic alone, I think the county would be able to afford a construction and equipping a new county administration building. The county's been working out of that courthouse forever, and I think with the kind of companies here, our county deserves, our commissioners deserve, our staff deserves a state-of-the-art county administration building. And I it'd be great to see all the latest electronics, all the latest server technology that is out there. But I think that is definitely possible before the end of this decade. So I just throw that out there as a possible idea. And I'm sure the judiciary would be happy to get their courthouse back, probably. But anyway, just an idea. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chris. Did you miss the part where all commissioners are going to get implanted with cell phones?
Yeah, I apparently so. Yeah.
On the last page. But no, all seriousness, thank you for your comments. I think Austin wanted to, do you have anything to add to that?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad Mr. Thompson brought that up. And the possibility of that as far as being a new building, we can look at that. There would not be an issue. We are in collaboration with the school district right now. If they do end up with their capital improvement plan going as they're hoping, where they'll consolidate schools at the bottom of the hill, that we will acquire the elementary school and the middle school, and that those buildings will be retrofitted into exactly what Mr. Thompson has described as county administrative offices, as well as commission chambers and meeting rooms and other sorts of things. So that would be a plan A, and we're working with the school district, and they've been really wonderful to work with, and we really hope they're able to get their projects going. They have lots of good reasons why they want to do that. And then if that doesn't work for whatever reason, I'd be happy to revisit this capital improvement plan for potentially development of a separate county administrative complex.
Thank you, Austin. I don't have much that already hasn't been covered, but I do want to express my thanks to staff and county manager for their work on this. It's been going on for several months now, and I think they've covered as many bases as possible while still being a little bit conservative, which I do appreciate. So with that said, is there a motion that we need to make on this one?
There is one prepared for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion on this?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the fiscal year 2022 through 2030 Story County Capital Improvement Plan, or CIP, including facilities and infrastructure, plans and studies, and equipment and vehicles.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thanks again for that effort, Austin. Moving right along to item number 11. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of Story County's plan of correction action in response to the schedule of findings and responses on page 98 and 99 in the Story County financial audit, fiscal year ending June 30, 2021. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. What you have before you is just what it says. It's a letter to Nevada Department of Taxation, a responding to the findings that our auditor had in our 2021 audit. This is a standard practice. Every year, the comptroller writes a letter and explains to taxation whether we agree or disagree with these findings and what we're going to do to rectify them. It came to my attention this year that this letter needs to be approved formally by the commission and also signed by members that are present at the meeting. And that's why we have this agenda item. So our findings were that our closing and reporting of audit adjustments, our auditor would like to see more monthly close of funds and accounts and better close with the cash reconciliation with the bank accounts between the clerk's office and the comptroller's office. So in this letter, I have stipulated that with our staffing constraints, monthly closings at this time are a little bit difficult. We have begun, as you know, quarterly reports to the commission on all of our funds and departments, including revenues and expenses. We also plan on putting a step in the bank reconciliation where the comptroller's office reviews and approves this process. Also, one of the monthly procedures that we would like to install is the comptroller's office working closer with the clerk treasurer's office in the cash reconciliation. These are ongoing issues that we agree with, and we have continually moved forward to rectify these matters, and we feel that this fiscal year, we will have these rectified and this won't show up as one of our findings. Our finding two is the report preparation, which Joe Costanza, our outside auditor, explained to you that in a county our size, it is normal for the auditor to complete the actual financial statements while reviewing all of our financial information. Again, due to staff constraints and time constraints, doing this in-house is difficult at best. We are moving forward with Tyler with a CAFR module, which will help create these financial statements. However, that's been a slow process, and I don't see that happening this year. Hopefully next year we will be able to produce our own CAFR, but that I don't feel that that would at this time eliminate having our outside auditor also do the work. I think the way this is being presented to me, I'm going to have to do it coincide doing both procedures at once for at least a couple years to ensure that it's being done properly. And that is all I have for you today. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Is there any public comment for Jennifer regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer?
I first of all would say that I believe Jennifer and staff are doing a great job, and I certainly agree with a conservative approach, especially to increasing the size of our departments and the number of folks we have. It appears to me, I believe we're light years ahead of any other counties with our quarterly reviews, with our line item budgeting. And I'm not sure that the folks around us have given proper credit to how close Story County manages our funds in our direction. But I appreciate the comments from the auditors, and you can always have more and more and more and bigger and bigger and bigger. But in our county, we've chosen to be conservative in our approach and our expansions. And I really appreciate just a great deal of Jennifer and crew doing just that. And she'll know when it's time, and I have total confidence in her call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Jennifer or comments?
No questions. Yeah, I would just say that I feel very comfortable with these with this as a proposed plan of action.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. As do I. No questions for Jennifer. So with that said, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Plan of Correction in response to the Schedule of Findings and responses on pages 98 and 99 of the Story County Financial Audit fiscal year ending June 30th, 2021.
I'll second that motion.
So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer. Keep up the good
work. Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 12 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board, bringing us to item number 13, which is discussion for possible action. Discussion and consideration of approval of fiscal year 2022 through 2028 Story County Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan, including facilities and infrastructure, plans and studies, and equipment and vehicles. Chief Longcar.
Good morning again, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. So just much like what County Manager Osborne stated with the County Capital Improvement Plan, we put a lot of time into this and really evaluate where we're currently at and our current needs, as well as where we want to be. And we've grown in it. You know, there's definitely some big items in here that hopefully we can find the funding. And I also agree with Commissioner Gilman. It'd be nice to have some numbers and be able to actually realize what is obtainable at what year and better define where we can lay out our priorities here. So that would be nice to have, but there's been minimal changes in this document since the last presented. I did get a lot of input from my staff. It's been very good and very transparent. The staff's very excited about it. It's an exciting time. I do want to kind of thank my predecessors here, is that if you look at, you know, our facilities and our equipment, they have really kept this place growing and kept us in good stuff. So there's not a whole lot of needs right now, but we've outlined what we do want to go for, what we can afford now, and then hopefully in the future we get that truckload of money coming in so we can really put forth and build a bigger, better fire district for our community. other than that, I don't have a lot more to comment on it. I'll take any questions anybody has.
Thank you, Chief. Is there any public comment regarding the fire CIP? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Chief?
Well, I'm going to reach out and certainly join him. I think this is a great first step, and I'm going to once again suggest that when we get our arms around as a county, and when we can actually project the kind of numbers that I believe we're going to see coming into our funds, that we're going to get to a point where we need to think much bigger. And I appreciate the conservative here. I appreciate looking at what we've had. We have certainly taken into consideration kindly on what we can use today. But again, I'm going to suggest to everyone that a tsunami of cash is coming at this county, and we must get ahead. We must get ahead of that revenue, because already today others are looking to reach their hand into our chip pile. And they're going to want to take as much of it as they can justify. We must justify our use. So let's identify what we have coming. Let's get our arms around it. And I'm going to suggest we think big. So thank you for that, Jeremy. Nice start. Great, great start.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for Jeremy?
No questions. I feel it's a good plan. It's well laid out and balances good conservative projections with steady growth. So I'm supportive.
I couldn't agree more. Like the other CIP plan, I know a lot of work's been put into this. I think it's on point. And that's all I've got. So with that said, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve fiscal year 2022 through 2028 Story County Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan, or CIP, including facilities and infrastructure plans and studies and equipment and vehicles.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 14, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of an interlocal contract between the Nevada Department of Public Safety, the State Fire Marshal Division, and the Story County Fire Protection District to perform fire code enforcement and fire investigations within Story County, and authorize the district fire chief to sign. Chief Longhart.
Hi, commissioners. So this document, we're under what's called the pop cap within the NRS. So under 100,000, the State Fire Marshal's office generally comes and does this. As a county, we've elected to do this ourselves quite a few years ago and have maintained this contract with the county. Since fire prevention has migrated back to the fire district, we needed to renew this document that did expire in July. So there's no existing agreement. This would just put back the agreement with the state for us to carry on those duties.
All right. Thank you, Chief. We'll go to public comment first. Is there any public comment regarding this interlocal contract? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, questions, comments for the Chief?
I certainly believe that we need to move forward on this particular contract. So thank you for bringing it to our attention.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Chief, just to make sure I understand what this is doing, this agreement is putting us in the driver's seat as far as fire prevention goes. In other words, by default, it would fall with the state, but this agreement puts that back in our laps.
That is correct. That is correct. So this just basically keeps us in control of, you know, our inspections, the fire investigations, everything within the county. So we would be in the driver's seat, yes. And also to note on that, it doesn't mean we cannot utilize the State Fire Marshal's office if we need assistance on things. It just puts us in the driver's seat.
Understood. Thank you.
I have no questions for the chief. Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah. I fire Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the interlocal contract between the Nevada Department of Public Safety, State Fire Marshal Division, and the Story County Fire Protection District to perform fire code enforcement and fire investigations within Story County and authorize the district fire chief to sign.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Chief Longcar.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Moving on to item number 15 is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 16, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through C. Is there any public comment regarding these three business licenses? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under the agenda as item 16s A through C.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Congratulations to those three businesses. Moving right along to our second and final section of public comment. Is there any public comment today? Come on up. Don't forget to state your name.
Mitch Andrini, Canyon General Improvement District in Lockwood down there. And just again, just thank you for the county for some simple things that have really improved life down there. And it's, I didn't believe it, but the dump passes, they made our office busier, but they've really helped cleaning up areas. I've been there about 11 years now, and I've always driven by certain areas that were just eyesores full of jump. But now that these dump passes have been given out to people, and there's been several residents that are helping out other residents and elderly and the handicapped get rid of stuff, and it has really helped out down there. It looks much better, including the Lockwood Community Corp. And those have been really, we appreciate it. And on the back of that is the senior discount for trash removal. It's you guys have been very prompt in paying us, reimbursing us, and we appreciate it. It's pretty substantial. And they get about, after the rate increase, probably $6 a month discount, which they're very appreciative. And we hear it in our office, and I always make sure that they know the county was spearheaded this for us. So that's all I have, unless you have any other questions.
No, thank you very much, Mitch. It's good to hear that, because often we don't get to hear that feedback. So glad they're getting used, and I'm glad it's beneficial to the community. Is there any other public comment today? Not seeing any other public comment brings us to item number 18, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:08, and I'm going to call this meeting adjourned.